Wake the fuck up and enjoy us. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm back.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick. And yes, Luke is back.
So back, yes. How was your weekend?
Pretty mellow so far.
We are recording on a Friday, which...
We are recording on a Saturday.
Saturday. We, yeah.
What year is it?
What year is it, Marty? We are recording on a Saturday, so we still have Saturday to go. Saturday with daylight savings time at that.
Extra bar hour.
Extra bar hour. It turns 2 o'clock, the clock turns back, and we get to keep going. Woo woo!
It's that special time of year. Fuck Christmas.
It's a holiday in between Thanksgiving and Halloween.
We'll call it Debauchery Day.
Debauchery Day. I'm down.
Yeah.
ED for sure.
But then all the stupid kids in college are like, oh, yay, we're getting an extra hour bar drinking, and then they all throw up everywhere. Last night we were at Merce for all of, like, 10 minutes, and it was a fucking shit show.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, super packed or anything, but people were just getting in fights. It was like...
Dumb as shit.
Yeah, like, some kid bumped into, if you remember our friend Rich... he used to work as a bouncer.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty hammered last night. He was just walking by some dude, and he just, like, accidentally bumped him. Like, right. not like, you know,
boom.
Yeah, but, like, he was like, blah. And then the other dudes were just really hammered, and they come and was like, what the fuck's your problem, man?
Oh, God.
And then John jumps up just to, like, you know, alleviate the situation. He walks over and is like, hey, Rich, what's up? Pulls him away. And then there was just shit all over the place. Like, people were just angry drunks.
One of the funniest ones was... Okay, this guy was being an absolute dick, but it was fucking hilarious. So, he was standing in front of the bathroom door, the men's bathroom door, and when somebody swung it open, he literally just pushed it back in as fast as he could.
Oh, Jesus.
And it, like, smacked the dude in the face, and I swore to God they were gonna get a fight right there. And...
Did he at least run away?
No, he stood right there.
He stood there and was going to accept the repercussions of the action. Yeah.
He did it twice. The same person.
If I was the guy coming out, I would have been like, first time, like, okay, someone just bumped into it or something. But if it happened to me a second time, then I'm like, all right, let's go fisticuffs
and
on this.
And also, you have to remember that they're drunk college kids, so they're going to be like, what the fuck are you
doing? Very true.
Yeah, and both of them were just like, it was just a good, solid minute and a half, just, the fuck, bro? The fuck,
bro?
Big, bro. Fuck, bro. Fuck, 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 bro. Fuck.
As we see the wild bro fucks. And their natural habitat.
This is the mating call they are hoping to attract.
As you can see, he flexes and drinks to show off women his drinking and flexing prowess.
To try and show dominance.
The bear dribbles down his chin, barely making it into his mouth.
As a woman walks by, excuse me. I wanna fuck your boobies.
As we see, this is what's called taking your shot. Let's watch.
And a swing and a miss.
Pretty much, man. Like, it's always funny to watch it happen to somebody else, but when it's you, it's just like, alright, don't do anything fucking stupid, and then when it, like, everything just blows, it's just like, well, that blew up.
Whoops. Well, I mean, I've always said this. It's just like, but normally ends up being the nights that you're like, well, I'm going to get drunk. You don't get drunk. But then the nights that you're just like, all right, let's just go chill, have a good time, are the nights you end up absolutely hammered.
Well, yeah, because you get there and you're just like, you know what? I'll have one or two. And the next thing you know, somebody's just like, hey.
Just have another beer. Like,
you know, I'll have another beer. And somebody's like, yo, I'm buying. We're doing shots. What would you like? You're in, man. You're doing a shot.
Like, come the fuck up.
All right, okay. And somebody else is just like, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while. You want a drink? I got you. And then you buy a pitcher. And the next thing you know, it's just like, where the fuck is my shirt? And what house are we in?
Then like, after you're like, arms tied off, you got a needle hanging out. Like,
what?
What?
Oh, just me?
I'm kidding. I don't do heroin.
This is what I think you'd look like with a black dildo on your head.
What does this even mean?
It's a twisty tie that apparently he's made into something phallic.
Is this...
Anyway, back to the subject at hand. But yeah, when you... when your whole objective is to, like, get fucked up, you're just like, yeah! Woo! It never goes well. It never goes well.
Except for last weekend with Marcus's Halloween.
Yo. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Or last Cinco de Mayo.
Look, man, Cinco de Mayo is just like a myth that won't die. It really is. Especially, shout out to Gabby as well. She did the pictures for us.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
In my fucking picture, there's a piñata. A fucking Cinco de Mayo piñata. Like, it just won't die.
I love it.
Cinco de Mayo is like that one character that when you think it's gonna die, they somehow reboot the series. And it's just like,
nope, he's back.
Yeah, he's back. Just like 20 episodes in. Like,
Cinco de Mayo is Wolverine. You can't kill him.
You can't. You really can't. As much as I'd like to, can't do it.
Do you think Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo more than Mexico?
Well, I think Americans celebrate it in a different way. Yeah. Like, it's just like how
used to get absolutely hammered and smell like salt and tequila.
It's just like how I was talking with John about this the one time. St. Patrick's Day is not celebrated in Ireland like we do here. Like, he was explaining it to me that in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day is more or less like their Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, they go to church, they have a big meal. It's not how we do it here. It's like, let's get hammered! Like,
and wear green stuff.
Exactly.
Didn't he take the snakes out of Ireland or something?
St. Patrick, yes.
Isn't that like his whole deal?
St. Patrick brought the sweet bass drops to Ireland. So.
This is NPR with Tanner.
Thanks for taking my water.
This is my water.
Hey, behind you.
Oh, I thought you were the same cup. Well, here, I'll put some of my water in your water.
I don't need it, but I think you're off your dick.
Then why'd you bitch?
Because he could.
I'm not bitching. Stormtroopers here, calm down.
But I'm the stormtrooper.
The one that misses.
No, the one that hits his head on the door.
Bonk. It's weird because he's short. Like, how's that happen? Oh! I think that would be me. Like,
I shouldn't laugh because I'm also short.
But how? Let's laugh at Marcus.
All around me are familiar faces.
Death. Anyway, so we touched on it a little bit, but how was everybody's Friday? Mine was good and chill. Like Marcus hit me up for First Friday downtown here. I just made myself some dinner, had a few drinks, and then I was like, yeah, okay. So Marcus and I were out and about. We were in Market View, which is an art gallery. Then we were up in Collusion, which is a new brewery that just opened up. And Marcus got a good sandwich from a food truck.
Oh, that sandwich was amazing.
What'd you get?
It was a mango habanero chicken sandwich. Like, imagine like a chicken breast, but mango glaze, and it had habanero peppers on it, and then lettuce.
What was and tomatoes. The name?
I don't remember the name
of it. It's from some place from Lidditz.
Yeah, it was from fucking Lidditz, but it was like outside of the bar.
It was festive something or something like that. It's something like that. Festival or festive, I don't remember.
Where is Collusion? I still haven't been there.
It's right
off of King Street.
Yeah.
Like, if you go down King, like right where all the galleries are on King, and bang, right into that alley. Then right after, like, the Parliament, the Hive, and all that stuff.
Right by the Royal Square District.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm familiar with York.
No, I know where he's talking about. Up here.
Yeah.
You just know all the places to go and get alcohol in York.
Pretty much. It's like, where can I get food? Where can I get alcohol? Where can I go party?
Food, alcohol, party. A map by Luke.
It used to be food, party, alcohol, school, but fuck school.
There's
done.
There's no words in it. There's just legends with beer markers on it. And a turkey leg.
Where can a man find a good turkey leg around here?
But from there, Marcus went off on his ways, dropped me off at Greg's, where I chilled out with Greg and Luke for a little bit, and then I hiked it up over to Livy's, chilled up there for like an hour, and then I had to get back to the apartment because Alex was coming in late, and she wanted to go back to bed immediately, and I was like, okay, so that was my night. It was fun, but very chill.
Yeah, I went down to First Friday with this guy, as he said. Posted around Market View for a little bit, chit-chatted with Lena and Shannon, who are good friends of Gabby's. Brandon Swall and Austin talking about the York Review. They're supposed to be on, but it didn't happen. next time, guys.
Your review. What's that?
It's like the literary magazine for your college.
Cool, yeah. Yeah. They do like all different kinds of spreading stuff.
It's a rattlesnake.
Steve's just decorating a twisty tie over here and different things. They look the same. Used to be a dildo. Used to be a dildo on my head. Now it's a snake, and he just little, like, I think he just flipped it this way. Yep, that's what it was before. Oh my gosh!
I can see Steve like riding shotgun in a long car ride, and somebody's like, "So, did you bring like a book or did you bring a movie?" And he just has his big bag of twisty ties, and he's like, "Nope, it's brought all my twisty ties."
No, no. Snake.
It's the same thing.
Douche.
Sword. Double-ended sword. Or double-ended dildo sword. You pick. Let's get fancy.
Or a staff.
A bow staff. A wizard staff. A wizard bow staff.
Aren't those all the same thing? I mean,
come on. That's twisty the point. Time, motherfucker.
Oh, oh dear on. Lord.
Come on.
Catch up.
No, I refuse. The back of the bus is the best spot.
You sit there, cool you kid. Enjoy it. But, so, hung out with my friends, JP and Lacey, over at their place for a little bit, which is always a good time, because those two are hilarious. And, yeah, I just bullshit over there, and... Then I went over to Libby and Tom's, and then we went to the bar for a little bit, and then you split, and we went back, and...
Marcus fell asleep on the couch.
I did, and it was fucking comfortable. At first, I fell asleep on Libby, again.
I was like, what else is new?
Nothing.
Pillow.
Yep, and just like snuggled up and passed out on Libby. And then she went to bed, so I was just like, this couch is mine, bitches. You're gonna have to fend for yourself. And then, at one point in the night, I guess Tom was feeding his boyfriend, his sister's boyfriend, tequila shots. Like, they were doing tequila shots together, and he got really fucking sick. And, I mean, like, sick, sick, like, this is not a drill DEFCON 5. And so I wake up to, like, at 3 in the morning to this guy... They're trying to help him, and he's getting sick all over the place, and I'm just like, oh, dear Lord.
Tom, why did you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, Tom.
That's funny, though.
Is it funny because it's not you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's the thing. It's like, tequila, I love tequila, but for some reason, if I take shots of tequila after, like, a full night of drinking, like, we go to the bar and then come back to someone's house, if I take one shot of tequila, I'll throw up. It's happened twice now. First time was when I lived at 258. Me and my friend Kim, she's like, it's like 3 a.m. You want to catch a shot of tequila? Fuck yeah! Totally! Love tequila! And then throw it back, hits my stomach. It's like, nope, ran upstairs to pull the trigger and just get it all out. And then Kim's like, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And she pulls me up and starts making out with me. He's like, okay, that's a true friend. They kiss you after throwing up.
It's gross.
That's just gross.
Hey. Jeez, why you gotta be so negative?
I mean, where else? I need some of that love and affection last week, and Lord knows.
Yeah, look, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you need to listen just to hear Marcus's story.
Okay, yeah, I'll
do that. It's too good.
Well, New Year's is coming up, so we're gonna do that. Woo!
My favorite day. My birthday.
So, Bible verses and crocheting, everyone?
Fuck yeah.
No, he's going to have
me a quarter of a century year old. I need to grow up.
No, he's going to have another New Year's party where in the morning he wakes up with Lopez in his bed.
Oh, God.
Who was Big Spoon?
I was just, like, on the very edge. It's like, Travis was on one... Like, I got back to my house. I walk upstairs, and Travis was on one side. I was like... I'm not walking back downstairs and just climbed to the other, just like, laid down. Little did I know he had a girl in there about an hour before that. Like, alright.
You should have just, like, sang to him and played with his hair. Gotta got him out of the bed.
That sounds atrocious.
That's the whole fucking point!
Hush, little but the things Frank,
he probably would have moved is like, stop it!
Probably, at that point being
Or then he would have just, like, you know, there's been times where... we mess with him while he's sleeping, and he just visually wakes up, like, fuck you! And just comes up and starts punching you. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm kidding! I didn't mean it.
But we'll make great podcast material.
Oh, exactly! Do it for the podcast! But,
get viciously beaten, please.
It almost happened so one time. But Nick...
fucking nice Nick over here.
Marcus, I know you're angry, but it's gonna make great podcast material. Oh god, he was ready to kill you that time. Look.
Wait, what?
That one time when you, I don't even know, I think you were drunk and we were all at Baltimore, and it was me and Gabby.
Oh, when I was bubbling you guys.
Yeah. I was just like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I woke up in kill mode, and then Nick's just like, let me go defuse the situation.
I did it Gabby too, and like she just vicious. What the fuck? And just, her hair's like draping down her face like the ring.
Like, okay. She was ready to pull your balls out through your throat. Yeah. Like that woman was ready to kill.
Yep.
So
she never struck me as a scary type, but that moment I feared for my life.
Well, of course. She's like 5'5", like 100 pounds soaking wet, but she was ready to like eat your esophagus out of your neck, like
and just go to bed with blood dripping down your face.
Yeah, her face.
It's like sleeping like a fucking baby,
like the fucking penguins.
Oh god, yeah. How about that? If you guys haven't seen, there's this video. I think it's a National Geographic.
Yes.
That's going viral of as they've been dubbing it, the husband penguin coming home to a homewrecker penguin with his wife penguin, and I never knew penguins could be so vicious.
Penguin, I need to look this up.
I mean, like, literally, you'll see it. There is, like, these penguins are soaked in blood. It's absolutely insane. And the video, it just has these penguins.
Well, you said it was this first link right here, right? Or that
one? Yeah.
Okay. So they just
literally beat the shit out of each other.
Okay. Yeah. Like, and apparently Mr. Penguin really just kept on going after the homewrecker penguin.
Before you go any further, warning, this fight is on the graphic side. Okay.
It definitely
is.
Yeah,
I need to watch this right now. Come on, you can do it, Internet. It's a pumpkin. Wow, it actually does look like a pumpkin.
Or a ball sack. Take your pick.
It's your ball sack.
I don't know what my ball sack looks like.
Shh.
I'm sorry, that is that small. Right there, bud.
It's like the noisy cricket in Men in Black.
Exactly.
Blast of a shotgun.
Every September, penguins about to get fucked up. Penguins flock here to fix up
their nests and breed. You can skip like 2 minutes in. She chooses
the. Oh shit! What are you doing? Stop it!
Hey, that sounds familiar. Except it's normally towards Luke.
Oh, that's mean. Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
That's what I'm saying. I never knew penguins got so vicious.
Don't touch my lady. Oh my god.
Those aren't really penguins. They're hawks. I mean, spray paint it like penguins.
I think so. That I would believe.
Actually, if it weren't for the blood, it would just look like some ridiculous slap fight because their fins are just like. Oh my god, this is.
Is this what Batman Returns look like?
Danny DeVito is not a happy camper.
Danny DeVito versus Danny DeVito. But she's got no time for
losers. Sick burn, bro. National Geographic letting it know how it is.
Oh my god. He's left out in
the cold. Literally, because it's cold. The husband. Yeah.
Wow. In a
colony of nearly a quarter of a million. Help flat his.
Why can't that be socially acceptable behavior?
To beat the living hell out of people?
Well, yeah, they're being dicks. I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
Marcus, you can't.
Stop being a dick!
Penguin's high, penguin's high.
You're forgetting to use your beak.
Don't fucking give him ideas, damn it. It's the last person you need to tell to do things. Because he'll do them. Next time we're out drinking, we're just going to see Luke out of nowhere just slunk through the bar in a penguin costume. Just like start Luke, you know it's not Halloween anymore, but yeah, you said more Halloween, so
what up?
Bringing it back.
About to take my bitch. Some random girl just goes, two girls dancing with a guy and just start slapping him. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Eventually you're getting my territory.
Eventually just gets sick of it and walks away.
He's like, what's up, girl?
Because that's how that works.
No, that is.
Did you see the video? Like,
yeah. You know we're not penguins?
We're also animals.
We're animals. Okay? If we just revert to our primal instincts, we will revert to our penguin ancestors. You
science. I'm pretty sure the evolutionary divergence of us and our common ancestor with penguins was billions of years ago.
Oh, were you there? Do you know? God, Nick is so dumb, guys.
I'm gonna go look it up.
What a fucking, like, knowledge elitist.
I'm looking it up for next week's episode. I'm coming in with knowledge of when the last common ancestor of human and penguin was.
Nick, we're just kidding. Duh. We all know penguins aren't ancestors.
I'm going with that 3 weeks ago. It's my guess.
I mean, Luke's got a bird brain. He's probably...
Ha ha ha. Jeez. So I'm right then.
Penguins are our ancestors.
You don't win here correct. Today.
I said good day, sir.
I guess Luke's got to win every once in a while.
Yeah, of course. Right?
I'm going to marvel at your win, Luke.
I get it because he's wearing a Marvel shirt.
I have a mean one to say to you. The audience wouldn't get it.
Oh, you should say it. The rest of us always say it.
Am I marvelous?
Are you Big Bird?
Lord. The penguin from The Penguin and the Pebble.
Ah! I see.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not getting it either, so I'm just going to shake my head and act like
no, that. I didn't get the Big Bird thing.
Because you are a bird, but you are big, yeah, so big bird.
So you have a bird brain.
I didn't know that you examined me while you were looking at me in the shower. You're going to call me Big Bird.
I am so glad that I chose this seat with two diverting people away from Luke.
I have long legs.
It's like when you have that car ride with somebody, and...
They have reach of everybody.
Yeah, they're like in the middle, and it's like a 2-hour right. car ride. It's like, hey, are you asleep? What are you doing? What are you listening to? You want to watch a movie? I got DVDs. It's like, would you just let me suffer through this car ride in peace and shut the fuck up? Can that be a thing? Can we do that? No?
Can you slip them a couple Ambien?
Oh my god, there's this girl in my class. Comes in every day. She's one of those I'm happy so you should be happy too people.
No. Hey!
You're not as bad as she is though. Like, you know, you know. And I, like, okay, there's one day I'm sick. I do not feel well. I have a sore throat. I feel like shit in a
just
bag.
Just suffer through class. Just like get it done.
Yeah. And she comes in and she's like, hey, what's up? I'm just like, what's up? It's like, you don't sound so happy. I'm just like, I'm sick. She's like, you don't sound sick. I'm just like, don't get the fuck out of my face. Like, I look at her like,
I don't sound happy, but I sound unhappy, but I don't sound sick.
And then there's this like credit union that works with the school, and they gave out their little mascot, and it's like this little stuffed foam pig. It's really cool. And she had one. She's like, you should cheer up, and throws it at me. So I literally take it, turn around, and just throw it across the room.
Fuck off.
Yeah, like, fuck off, and just go back to doing my work. And she's like, you should go get my pig. And I'm just like, no. Like, straight, just no.
Fuck no.
Mm-mm. Go back to my work, like, 5 minutes goes by, and she's like, you're really not gonna get it? No! I'm not! I was here minding my fucking business, You came in with your little bullshit sprinkle fairy ray or whatever the fuck you had, and you wanted to sprinkle your Neverland bullshit on me, and I just wanted to be left the fuck alone.
I'm not having it.
I'm not, no. And even she even knows, like, it's funny because the one day she was talking to the people behind us that normally sit next to me, but the computers were fucking up, so they sat behind me. Them and I are really cool. But she comes in, and we do this assignment where you have to, like, it's essentially, like, you have to make corrections, and you have to print shit out. But she's like, so you guys didn't, like, print it out for me? Print the instructions? And they're just like, no, because they printed it out, like, once for everybody. And ever since then, she's like, you guys gonna print the instructions out for me? And so she's like, you guys didn't print it out? And she looks at me, she's like, well, I know you didn't print it out. You're not my friend. And I'm just like, you right, though! Yeah, you're fucking yeah. right! Like,
finally sinking in?
Yep.
Yeah! Like, I don't try to be a dick to this woman. You know, live and let live. But, you fucking right, though. Like,
how old is she?
She's like 24.
Oh, okay.
But she's...
I thought she was like a retread for a second. Like,
no.
40s.
No, but... And then, she's just like, well... She was talking to them about the assignment. She'll always leave because it's kind of like a work period. It's kind of like, you can leave if you want, but don't ask fucking questions. But she'll always leave and then do terrible on the assignment. And I'm just like, you fucking dick shit. Like, you complain that you don't do well on the assignment, but you leave during the fucking work period. How smart aren't you? Like, I don't mean to sound like an asshole.
But I'm being one. So yeah, like, it's like, no. Like, I need to comprehend how you don't comprehend.
Yeah. This period is literally us working on the assignments that we've been given, so we don't have to do them at home over the weekend.
And then you have a professor there to help you if you need
it. Yeah, and the professor is one of the sweetest people ever. She'll come around, she'll ask you how you're doing. Like, oh, you don't understand it? Well, you should pull up the old assignment that we've did, because this step is on there, and if you still need help, I'll come around and help you. Look in your book, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nope, just prints out what she needs to do.
I'm gonna go.
And then, I don't understand it, and I'm just like...
What class is it?
It's just like a simple computer class, like, yeah. Everybody's required right. to yeah. take it. Mm-hmm. But she's like,
but still, like, you know, like...
Yeah!
I love those classes. I always ace those.
It's not a hard class, but if you sit around and, like...
If you don't do anything in any class, you're gonna fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you try and tell me to be happy when I feel like dog shit, I'm gonna throw your pig across the room because you threw it at me.
That's a warning, everyone.
Pig right now.
Oh, like, pig or bacon?
It was...
That would be good, too.
It was
a pig wrapped in bacon.
It was fucking...
Are we gonna eat, like, a live pig wrapped in bacon? How cruel are you?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
On fucking Thursday, like, she was, like, chit-chatting, and then she was, like, and then my friend, Carissa, was, like, she's gonna sit next to you because this computer is fucked up, and she, like, they were talking, and she's right there, and Carissa's like, yeah, you can sit next to Marcus, and I literally lean my head from, like, the, like, here's her monitor, and I lean and give her, like, the what the fuck are you doing look, like,
why are you doing this to me?
And
you know,
she...
You know what you could do? Find all the fucked up computers, move... Come there early and make sure the teacher's not there, move all the computers around so that way all the fucked up computers are next to you, and then no one can sit next to you.
I have the front row to myself. She's the only person in the front row that I'm just like... Everybody else I'm fine with, but her, I'm just like...
Stop being so nice to me.
It's not even that. It's just like she's one of those, I'm happy, you should be happy, right. Yay. And like when the professor is like, oh my gosh, you're like the greatest professor ever. I'm just like, you can suck all the dick you want, but you're still getting that C, bro. Like, that's not how this works. This isn't, you know.
Oh, jeez.
And then like when she left on Thursday, I looked over and I was just like, bye, bitch. Like, literally said it like out loud.
See you, Bruce. Like,
I try not to be an asshole, but that woman...
Every once in a while, it slips out.
That woman could, like, make me punch baby seals in the face.
I hear it's fun. What?
I saw this one picture, and it was a poster that they had in the writing lab, and it was, like, commas... It was something like commas or everything that said, stop clubbing baby seals, and you see all these baby seals at a disco. It's fucking phenomenal.
Jesus Christ.
Stop clubbing baby seals.
Oh, God. I'm not even old enough to go clubbing.
Baby seals.
Fucking, oh my god, Patrice O'Neill has this one bit where he's talking about how much he likes animals, and he's just like, how can you not like animals? Like, I understand, like, some people might not like animals, but that'll just take a chunk of how close we could be with each other if you hate animals, like... Fucking baby seals. Can't fucking wait to hit baby seals. So cute and shit.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Rest in peace, Patrice.
Oh, he was fucking phenomenal.
I watched one of his stand-ups. I think the funniest... What verse did he do? Of Charlie Sheen, I think. And then he had his set planned out, but people had been ripping on him all night, especially like William Shatner. And then I was like, I had this thing planned out, but, like, everyone's being an asshole, being racist. It's like, you a fucking asshole, Captain Kirk! Yeah, just like... he just goes off.
His whole stand-up, that was him, though. He would just literally come up and just bullshit and, like, fuck with the front row and, like...
Hey, I mean, if you got the skills, you can be doing that, like, off top of your head. Why not?
So, we went to... We went to the fucking Halloween parade. Oh. And it was so much fun. It's because we had decent seats.
Yeah.
Like, we sat in front of Baron von Schwein, and then the entire time we were just ripping on the whole fucking parade.
I mean, literally, that's all we were doing. It was just a roast show for, like, an hour and a half.
It was so good. The best was, so you know how they have, like, Miss Homecoming Queen, or this or that. And Steve was just... fucking firing off. It was so... Oh, my God. It was... He's just like... Steve, just take it away.
Nickname for Peaked in High School.
Oh, no, I just went... And this year's winner of York, PA's Average Woman is...
And it was just like... The entire... Like, no one was safe. The whole parade.
Oh, we were ruthless. I mean...
And they had these Corvettes. They had, like, all these old men in Corvettes, and they had all these beauty queens in them. And I went, oh, look. All the runner-ups to the York's Average Women pageant.
And then, at one point, he's just like, you know what I noticed? All the old dudes in the Corvette look pretty much the same. It's an older dude with a mustache wearing a hat that matches the color of his Corvette with a significantly younger woman. And it's just kind of like, damn.
You're not wrong.
Say it with me, sugar daddy.
My daddy likes purple. Mine likes orange. Mine likes yellow.
Oh, I think one of the funniest things was one of the trucks that was going through on the parade was playing the Cupid Shuffle. And Marcus is just sitting there, and I just look over at him. I'm like, having a rough time staying still, buddy. He's like, dude, I'm ready to jump up right now.
Marcus jumps and gets trampled by everyone on the parade.
Yeah.
Day made.
It was like this, like, little, like, cheerleading squad, and I'm just like... They're going to think I'm trying to, like, attack somebody or something. I just want to do the Cupid Shuffle with everybody. It's all I want to do.
I fucking loved when they were throwing candy out, and there's just, like, three kids.
Oh, my God, this is hilarious.
And there's a kid wearing, like, a clown mask or whatever, and, like, they throw these, like, they're lollipops you can get from, like, the bank or whatever. They're throwing these lollipops out, and there's this kid in the clown mask just comes up out of nowhere. It steals all the candy.
Steve, that wasn't a kid. That was a full-grown man.
That
was a full-grown man, because I saw him later with, like, his wife or girlfriend, and two little kids. That guy was like 30.
Okay, it was a grown man stealing candy from a baby.
I mean, there's this little kid. This is
not a metaphor. It actually happened.
There were like two or three little kids, probably no older than maybe five, kind of thing. And one was like in a Spider-Man costume, the other's in something else, or Captain America costume. Like, the candy's like right in front of them, and they're bending down to pick it up. They're like, ooh, literally, this grown man runs up, reaches down, snags it, and then sprints off. And Steve and I both like start buzzing up laughing. I'm like, did you just see that? He's like, yes!
That happened, right?
It was so bad. Because I'm like, you can literally get that candy. Like, that's not even good candy. That's candy that you get in one of those value bags that are like $2.
No, but see, the moral of the story here is Learn to box out, motherfucker.
The child learned a lesson today.
Yeah, yeah. He should have braced down and.
Yeah, you gotta get low, man. Get fucking defense. If you're out there slipping on the court.
Stick that butt out, you know.
If you're out there fucking around the court, shit's gonna happen.
I like the truck drivers. Like, they had two different truck driver things. So it was like, come to the truck driving school, and then like literally one right after the other. Come to the truck driving school.
No worse than the one that had is a used car dealership, but like had like five different floats all in a row.
Yeah, because it had all the different like subsections of the actual. It was like the dealership, and then the body shop, and then the used section, and then the
accounting.
Yeah, the accounting.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then, like...
I mean, all the floats are actually really good, buddy.
And the custodial staff's like, can we get more money?
No, all the money's going to this really cool float.
It's about to say, you spent all your budget on this float. Oh, but what about, then the one old dude in the wheelchair with, like, the single thing... This old dude's just coasted by himself. It's like, he had his number, like, his float number, but there was nothing in front of him, nothing behind him. He's just... I'm like, is this old man afloat? Like, is he just like, God dang, I want to be in a parade. You know what? I'm going to pay my $50. I'm in this parade.
I mean, if that's all that it costs, then I was telling Nick that next year we should find, like, the crappiest car that we could find and then just... Ride in the parade, the four
That's
of
a convertible. What's up, guys?
It's a convertible, but the roof doesn't work, and, like, it has a spare tire.
And one of the tires has a boot on it.
Oh, no. What? No, we can get my truck, and you guys can just ride in the back.
Yes. There we go. Full live podcast right there.
Yes. And then we'll get a giant pumpkin, and we'll put a pageant thing across that says, York PA's... Average woman pageant winner.
I mean, Luke's got the long hair.
I'm not cross dressing for it. Well, it's Halloween. So.
I can do it. But yeah, if like,
I don't know if you're
really
okay with that.
Actually, I loved.
Yeah, I mean, like Trump fans just throwing tomatoes at me.
I loved what
Come
Marcus.
Home,
I loved what Marcus said because at one point he's just like, you know what? Because there are like people dressed up as zombies and whatnot. He's like. You know what, like, next year, we just need to get Luke really hammered the night before, and then when he gets up, just put a little bit of pale paint on him, and he'll be a much better zombie than all of these guys. He'll be stumbling around, and everybody's like, that's the most realistic zombie I've ever seen.
He's really in character. Well, now that acting motherfucker.
I liked all the bands and cheerleaders coming by, and there was always that one that looked like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to make it notice that I don't want to be here.
Like, angrily marching, like, fuck this shit. I'm over it. Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school in ninth grade, I was in band. It was my last year of doing band. And, our band teachers were actually, they're really talented band instructors, but they're assholes. And I was taking band just because it was, like, an arts credit, and I couldn't draw, so I decided to do band for a year. So...
Luke's like, give me that triangle!
I played the trumpet. And the baritone. I was talented.
I always wondered about that.
Was.
Do you use your own trumpet, or do they, like, give you a recycled trumpet?
My grandfather had a trumpet, so I used this.
Okay. I always thought they'd, like, give you a recycled
There's
one.
There's some, like...
My brother bought his own trumpet.
Some place... Some people would, like, loan instruments from the school or, like, a music shop. But, so, in ninth grade, we all had to play at the homecoming game. Everyone in band. I was like, why? Like, I want to watch the football game. I have my friends. I don't leave my shit here. Like, I don't want to sit here and play songs that I'm not even good at. And we all sound like shit anyway. So, I'm like, no, you gotta be here. So I was that kid who was just like, you know, pretending to play. Whole time, just looking like shit. I'm like, nope. Fuck this. Nope. And then my friend knew, like, we were in cross country. He's like, are you even playing? He's like, no, I'm not. Can they tell? Do they care? Nope.
No. That's like when you're in chorus and shit and you forget some of the words. It's just like, act like you're
something.
Doing it. Yeah, yeah. Just don't just stop right there. Because everybody's going to know, like, you're fucking up.
I remember when I was in elementary school, and they would make you do, like, the stupid little musicals and that kind of stuff.
least they did at my school. And, like, each class would have to sing, like, one or two songs. And we would have rehearsed for, like, the last month. And I remember, I was like, this is the dumbest thing in the world. So I just go up there and, like...
blah, blah, blah,
blah. Like, I'm just like, make it look like I don't bother learning these songs. I don't care.
The key to that is you go up to the best sounding person and you go up next to them. So that way,
And you fake getting all into it so they think it's you.
No, they always laugh this up by me.
And you go, I'm going on American Idol.
I mean, what was his name? William Hung. He made Hung or whatever it was. He made it pretty far in American Idol, and he was terrible.
That's the whole point. That's why they made him. See, here's the thing. You get screened like 3 times before you even make it to the actual judges.
Like the show they've already been through.
Yeah.
So the whole point is, if they're bad, they already know
this is gonna be great entertainment.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
I'm just saying that after that, though, the dude actually had like 6 months of fame.
Well, welcome to the world where shit is weird. You can get famous for the weird shit.
Wouldn't have been surprised if he'd come from York.
Do you guys watch Black Mirror at all or no?
Yeah, I just started. I watched 2 episodes the other night. San Gerapino, or Gerapino. You know, the new season.
Okay. I know where you're
talking
about.
Where they go to the one like really reserved girl meets the crazy girl. That one was insane.
I love that one.
Yeah,
that
it was, but it didn't make sense until San Gerapino. I don't know.
You guys are struggling so
hard
on this.
There's something weird.
Well, the whole premise is like they send all these old people to old folks' homes, and they came up with this new technology where they can actually plug you into this virtual reality type thing where you can experience your past life. Like, you can go to different times, and it takes place in this city called San whatever.
San Junipero.
Yeah.
San Junipero. And they have people who are dead can have their consciousness uploaded into San... Forgot it again.
I don't know why they keep giving such a hard name.
Yeah.
You San probably
Junipino.
Remember.
No.
Jubaju?
San Jalapeno.
San Junipero. San Junipero. San Junipero.
San
so
Jalapeno?
Dead people can have their consciousness uploaded into San Jalapeno. Shut up! Yeah. Sand blah blah blah, and then they can live like in a constant like heaven like state. Like,
right,
you're in like a dream like state forever, and then people who are like about to die, they can do a trial period, and for once a week for 5 hours, they can be uploaded.
Mm. What was the first episode of that season?
I don't know, but basically what happens is, really quiet, reserved girl goes and meets in San Gerapino. Am I saying it wrong?
It really doesn't matter. You didn't see her.
I haven't seen it.
Just
go
with City.
And then, so she meets this crazy party girl, but then it's revealed the really reserved girl has been in a coma for 40 years because she came out to her parents and then they disowned her, so she got in a car crash and has been in a coma since. And then the other girl is just going to San Gerapino for, like, a few times a week because her husband and her child have died, but their child died before the San Gerapino thing was created, so she's moved on,
mm-hmm.
or she's passed, like, dead for real. And since that happened, her husband decided that he didn't want to be in San Gerapino without her daughter, so he just decided to die completely. So then it's, like, this love story within their minds.
It was so
and, like,
80s.
It takes place in the 80s, like, they go, in their minds, they go to the 80s, and it's really weird, but then they travel through different decades.
It's weird, why would you want to be in the 80s?
Right? But it was...
When Lost Boys plays...
I didn't understand
times.
It until I thought about it for, like, 20 minutes in the morning. I was like, okay, it makes sense now. You have to watch it. Black Mirror is some, but this season, though, like, they're doing, like, less fucked up shit. Like San Gerapino wasn't.
I don't know the video. Did you watch the video game
playtest?
Yeah,
play that was one. Well. That was fucked up.
I like the rating one. That was the one I was on.
I've only watched playtest.
There's there's one where they like have rating systems. So basically, you have this app on your. Everyone has this app built into them, where you just walk around and you rate people, and this is essentially your credit score. So. Where if someone starts giving you bad ratings and you drop down to like a 1 or whatever, you can't do anything in life.
Oh. Where would Luke be in this?
I'm prettier than all you fuckers, okay?
The fuck you
that
are.
That doesn't matter.
You want to fight about it?
Hell yeah,
I'll fuck your face up so you won't be so pretty.
Yeah, but catch me first.
I love that episode because I was
right here.
Like, right after I saw that episode, I just saw people like on Instagram and everything just doing that like thing. I go, yep, I like that.
I like that.
I was like, damn, our society's already in this rating system.
It really is.
Except, unfortunately, it doesn't affect your credit score.
Yet.
See that guy over there? Nobody likes me. He can't get a loan on a house. That guy over there, though, he's a damn good cook. He can buy a car cash.
He doesn't even have to pay back the loan. No. Loan forgiven.
Loan forgiveness.
Oh, God.
I watched...
Donald Trump gets 1 stars across the board. That would be the best.
It's not even his money that he started with, so who gives a shit?
Exactly.
It'd be nice, because I remember, like, he took a small loan of $1 million.
Like, oh, good for you, dude.
All I started off with was a small loan of $1 million from my father.
Well, no, the best part is if you get downvoted too much, they, like, rip out the thing that's in your eye.
They rip out your heart.
And then they jail you.
Jesus. You suck as a person. Worthless. You're being jailed. Doesn't matter if you're a hard worker. People don't like you. You're a dick.
Oh my god.
That would make people have some fucking people skills, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, you can't cuss. That was the other thing.
You can't cuss.
Like, does...
Well, I didn't find this out until, like, towards the end of the episode when she got double damage put on her. So she, like...
So your rating goes down if you curse.
Yeah, it get curse. Anyone, like...
What?
Anyone rates you, like, a 3, it, like, doubles double damage to your rating.
And you guys would all be screwed. Well,
fuck that.
Like, I don't curse that much, so I'd be fine.
That's crap.
Fleck that bullshit.
Around us, you do.
Yeah, that's what I was like, holy help. Shit, I'd be fucked in this. And I was like, there can't be any comedians in this society. Like, literally none.
No, all you would get are those super clean, like, Christian comedians.
But they're not funny.
I know.
That's what Maggie said, though. It would be Jim Gaffigan. No one can watch anything else but Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, God.
That's the only comedian around.
Why can't they cuss?
Well, we invented this rating system, so we can't anymore.
Everyone's watching Jim Gaffigan. It's Jim Gaffigan's the only comedian.
All of you guys.
Got any cake back there?
Anyway,
where did Jim Gaffigan eat this week? They have to like pull him out on a forklift.
You'd have a worldwide comedy hour each and every week.
His ratings are out the wazoo because he's got just 5 stars coming at all times.
It's like, he's so funny! We don't have a choice.
All bow to Jim Gaffigan, the overlord.
Oh, God. Stop it. This is terrifying.
Comedian supreme.
His running campaign... Fruit, okay. Cake, amazing. Fruit cake, nasty, disgusting crap. 4 more years of Gaffigan.
Rate 5 stars if you want this.
I don't, but it's the only comedy we can do.
Do you want Beyond the Pale Part 67?
I mean, it just doesn't sound like a fun society. Like,
what's well, the that's the point. Like, at the end of it, they... She gets, the main character is a woman, and she's trying to get to this wedding. Mm-hmm. She gets jailed, her things get ripped out of her eyes, and they're like, well, they're not, she has her eyes still, okay, it's just like a weird,
I was about to say, like, optical distress type
thing. Oh, okay, eye. Gotcha.
So she gets jailed, and she's taking off the crappy wedding thing, dress thing she's got on, and there's another guy in the jail, and they just start going back and forth, ripping at each other, just yelling and screaming, doing saying awful things to each other. I was like, man. And then my immediate reaction was like, we wouldn't have comedians. You can't have comedy without ripping on somebody.
You really can.
I mean, listen to the podcast.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
A life without laughter is not a life I want.
You would still be able to laugh. It would just be a Jim Gaffigan.
It'd be like the most, like the cleanest, just boring. Like, look, this gopher tries to get on a beach ball.
Dope. Couldn't watch penguins killing each other.
Just like constant cat videos. Just cats fucking with each other.
That episode of Futurama where the cats take over?
Yeah.
Same thing. Same concept.
I just watched The Fairly Odd Parents all day. Okay.
I mean, certain cartoons.
Yeah.
No Ren and Stimpy.
No South Park.
They don't curse and Ren and Stimpy. They're just gross.
No Family Guy.
Gross?
I don't think it'd be gross either. It has to be, like, all socially acceptable.
God.
But that's the thing. What is socially acceptable?
I mean, it's
that's
a very...
society, not a lot.
It's a very, subjective.
Yeah.
That's what you put up with. You guys put, like, us socially
well,
acceptable.
Here's,
we put up a lot of
here's a
shit.
Good example. She goes to like, a coffee truth. Place, gets a cookie, it has a smile on it, and it has cappuccino. She goes to bite out of the cookie, doesn't eat the bite out of the cookie, spits it into a napkin, takes a picture of it, and puts it on her Instagram or whatever, and then continues to drink the cappuccino.
Is that supposed to get her better ratings?
Yeah, something? That was the point. Like, she didn't want to get fatter, so she took a bite of it and spit it out.
Oh.
That seems... like, that hurts my brain.
Right?
And places like Infinitas wouldn't exist. Fuck this shit.
Shut the front door! He can deal with Jim Gaffigan, but when you take his Infinitas, like, that's the line!
You fuck right off.
You just have Luke at his Infinitas Instagram just taking pictures of it. Five star rate, please.
I'm hungry.
I'm just like, Luke, we're going to the all-you-can-eat salad buffet. No.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not going to do shit for this hangover.
I'm just going to stay here and watch Jim Gaffigan.
And in that society, can you even drink?
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a good question.
I mean, I'm
probably
sure...
Probably not, because you can't make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, well, and we all know...
Not to say
and we all
say.
Know I can't drink without making an ass out of myself.
I'm glad you're so aware. I meant, like...
Drinking for me.
I myself can't drink without making an ass out of myself either, so it's not like...
I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Because literally one night could just put you in prison for, like, yeah, really. You're like, fuck you up, fuck society, and fucking need us, please.
Sorry. Yeah, one night you still end you up in jail in this society.
Yeah, exactly. But if I'm just screaming at it, it's just annoying. This side is just annoying.
You right, though. You fucking right.
Well, you could get arrested, like, depending on what time you're doing it, where, for disturbing the peace.
Truth. Yeah. There was an older gentleman that used to live across the street from me.
One star.
Already! She doesn't even know one star.
He, unfortunately, he's passed away, but he was schizophrenic, but he lived by himself. So he would come out, literally, like, he'd come out and he would scream and just go back in his house.
He's like, I just need to get that out.
No, but he thought everybody was after him. He had like delusions of persecution.
Right.
So he'd come out, like top of his lungs, if he didn't take his medication, which he didn't like to take. And apparently, this gentleman was genius level smart and played the piano very well. And I'm just like, am I living across the street from a fucking Bond villain? Like, what the hell? But he'd come out and be like, fuck you, motherfuckers! I know you're all after me! Yada yada! And he would go off.
And just, be back in.
Yeah, right be back first. In. There was one time, I was in high school, and I took photography class. Which, the class sucked dick for more dick. But we're not talking about that right now.
Not the point.
Not the point. I just wanted to get that dick in there! Fuck that class! Anyway.
You wanted to get the dick in your photography
class. Dig! Not everything's about dicks, Luke.
I'm sorry, I have to do one stars. I'm sorry. I'm just required to.
So much
trying to save myself.
I can't.
But, so, I think I had to do a point of view thing, so I'm out there and I'm like, and the
date porno POV.
Carry on. POV or
POV?
POV. POV. Put on this GoPro. Let's go go.
But before we go though.
You're a motherfucking ho ho. All right, photography POV shot. Go. All
right. So.
Aren't all
photographers
POV shots?
I mean, technically speaking.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck ever?
Sorry, go.
I have to have you this assignment. You fucking nitpickers.
But the day before, I was playing basketball with a bunch of friends, and I had weird, like, I landed kind of weird, so it fucked my back up, and it was all sore and wonky. Like, it wasn't anything serious, but it was one of those, I'm going to be at commission for a while. So the following day was, it was Sadie Hawkins dance, so I'm like, all right, cool.
In your khaki pants.
So I was just like, all right, I'm going to do this assignment. I'm going to go inside, you know, freshen up a bit, take a shower, get my clothes ready. I'm going to go hit the Sadie Hawkins dance.
No girls ask you. I'm sorry.
Hey, I didn't get asked to my Sadie Hawkins
dance. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Judging up memories, Luke.
I gotta give you a 1-star. I'm sorry.
Being a dick. Curse. 1-star.
I was consoling him.
Jeez. Nope. 1 stag. Lone Ranger. Out on my horse all alone. Just my serape and my horse. Just cold out here.
Starts peeling up a can of beans with a knife.
It's a fucking, like, flint lighter. Outside of the dance. Just like, what are you doing? Nobody asked me.
The coffee man didn't help me this time.
You can join if you want.
You like beans? Yeah.
He's got this big-ass soup spoon.
Got a ride on, partner.
Me and Rusty, we gotta be moving on here soon.
Chewing loud unnecessarily.
But, so, day before, I had injured myself, so the following day I'm sore, and I'm doing my assignment, and he comes out, he's yelling per usual, I think nothing of it, whatever, just doing my assignment, snapping along, getting the shots that I need, and then he comes up again, and it's like, blah, 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 yeah, you, did, I'm like, whatever. And then I realized at one point he did it again, and he says, you, with the camera, and I'm like, I'm with the camera.
That's me.
And I pay nothing, I pay him no attention, and I happen to look up, and he's, like, beelining towards me, and he's probably, like, I'd say, like, 20 feet out, but my ass is injured. So, I feel like fucking scuttle into my house.
Gimp away.
Yeah, I had to like gimp inside. Like, so I'm the only person home. I forget where my family was. I think they were like out grocery shopping for the day or some shit. So I had to. This guy's like coming towards me with bad intentions and hashtag Nikki Heaton. And I had to like.
You finding slump. Emo over there.
Yeah, and I had to, like, fucking scuttle, like, back into my fucking house, and, like, and with my injured back, like, and fucking, like, slam the door in his face and lock it, and, like, looking at the blinds and call the cops on him. I'm just like, not today, not today.
Well, just with the camera, you just reaffirmed that people were after him, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because Lord knows, back in high school when I was, like, 5 foot zip, and my little chunky Duncan self was totally out there.
You're a fucking threat.
Yeah, I totally was. See them chubby cheeks on that bastard? Get him!
Sweet Jesus. Oh my god.
He plays SSX Tricky all day. He's a threat! He's a fucking threat! He plays Mark Echoes Getting Up. That's about graffiti. Gotta be a threat.
That was a good game.
Do you know how much he plays Tekken? He has to be able to fight.
That's right. That's how you learn how to fight.
That's how I learned to fight, you know. It's like,
I learned how to drive from Grand Theft Auto.
I believe
you have to steal the cars from everybody.
Well, of course. Even if you don't want them, you take them.
They are mine now.
Have you guys ever tried driving around in Grand Theft Auto and, like, obeying the laws?
That sounds boring.
I've tried it.
I did it the one time, and I remember at one point I ran a red light accidentally, and this cop, you know, like, they get behind you immediately, they're like, pull the car over. So I'm like, I'm going to be a good citizen. And I stop and pull the car over. The cop comes up, rips open the door, and just slams me into the ground. I'm like, police brutality! I was obeying!
Yep, that sounds like today.
That's the whole point. You never follow in Grand Theft Auto. It's the whole thing is, how much shit can I fuck up with? And just get away.
Can I escape these tanks when they arrive?
Yeah, like, oh shit, they brought choppers in. Let's see if I can
underwater so they can't see me. Do I have enough lung capacity for this?
Oh, well,
if you type in the cheat code, you do.
I would do that, but I always had those manic moments, because I did the same thing in Assassin's Creed, because you know how you could kill somebody, and like if you killed enough people in the crowd randomly, they would start having the police like start chasing you. So that's what I would always do. I just start walking through the crowd, and he has like this little knife in his finger kind of thing. I'd like, and like I just keep walking like nothing happened, and I'd normally get like 15 of them before the cops would start chasing me, and then I'd just start, you know, parkour and cross all the buildings with the cops coming after me. Every time I'd hit into the crowd, I'd just be like, kill another one, keep running.
You're vicious.
No, that was actually pretty fun. When we played at Joe's house.
About to say, we'd do that. We would have it where our friends and I, like, we would be doing it for like we'd basically attempt to see who could stay alive doing that longest.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto, where you just like fuck shit up until like you die.
I think the one time I was able to get it going for like a full hour, and everyone's like, "All right, just die already."
Ew.
Those were the days.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck high school.
High school is weird. High school's so weird.
Voice changing and learning how to masturbate properly. Yep.
Still working on that one.
Luke... Question. Yeah. I just went into the bathroom. And there's a rope swing made of duct tape in the shower. And there's a Spider-Man mask.
Don't worry about it.
Professor Johnson's in there swinging around.
Is that what you call your penis?
He's standing there helicoptering with Professor Johnson.
On the days where, it's very dry. He's Killer Croc.
His penis mutates into the Killer Croc.
On the days where he's sexually frustrated, he's Venom.
Accurate.
See? He needs another being to live. It's the symbiosis. Wow. Or the Falcon, because he would take people's youth.
Or you could go with Carnage.
No, that was Vulture.
Yeah. I would say I'm Venom.
Vulture's a weird one. That's a weird... He's gonna be in the new one, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Michael Keaton's gonna... Yeah, it's Michael Keaton. Yeah.
Really?
That's funny.
That's funny, because he was Birdman. Yeah. Hey. I like how upset you got after that.
I'm so mad. Oh my god.
What?
The year, you ever seen the movie Birdman with Michael Keaton?
I know of it, I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's a fucking fantastic movie.
That's what I heard.
The coolest thing about it, it looks like it's done in one continual shot.
It was like cut twice though.
And then basically he plays this washed up actor who's trying to make a comeback as a like a theater person, so he like does an adaptation of a book and writes into a play. He gets this really prolific theater actor. But, and just, like, hilarity ensues because shit just keeps going wrong. Like, nights up previews for the show, like, Edward Norton plays the really, prolific theater actor. He's a method actor. Mm-hmm. And in one scene, he's supposed to be drinking gin. And then, but then, he actually wants gin, but they replace it with water. So there's, the audience is out there, It's the middle of the scene, and he drinks the gin. He's like, he spits it out. I was like, what the fuck? Who put water where my gin was supposed to be? This is ridiculous. I'm a method actor. So, but anyway, that year, Michael Keaton was nominated for the Oscar because he was phenomenal in that movie, and I thought he was going to win. But fucking Eddie Redmayne, who played...
was it the Danish girl?
No, not the Danish girl. That was last year. Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. That's it. I thought I was really excited for that because, like, oh yeah, I want to learn about Stephen Hawking, like a movie form about him being all scientific. It was a love story basically between him and his wife, who ended up getting divorced anyway. Like so, and it doesn't really focus on his theories a lot. It's more of just like his relationship with his wife.
It was their love at the time.
Yeah, it was so dumb.
Looks like this movie should have been called The Theory of Nothing.
Yeah, The Theory of This.
Bullshit.
Theory of Broken Hearts. And it's like, I was really disappointed. It was like, alright, I can impersonate Stephen Hawking and win an Oscar. But that's the thing, like, and then. Is it that difficult?
Fucking heat and salt, like, together. The wave. The wave. The bird and the salt.
Where's my Oscar?
He's still doing it.
Where's my Oscar?
It was the process of him becoming that.
Yes. Yeah,
but then it shows him like it's all.
Wait, didn't they do this? They did a movie this past year. It was a romantic comedy.
About type. What?
It was like a paraplegic guy, but he was like. He was really handsome or whatever. I forget.
Fuck.
It sounds exactly like The Theory of Everything.
Me Before You, yeah. Yeah. He was like quadriplegic.
Do they recycle the same plot?
I didn't see.
Like recycle the same plot from The Theory of Everything.
Oh my god! That movie was a lot more sad because he ended up like the guy in the movie wants to be euthanized and they allow him to do it. It's really fucking sad, but. Anyway, Eddie Redmayne wins his fucking Oscar for being fucked up in a wheelchair. And then Michael Keaton, who did this awesome role, made this awesome comeback. Would have been a great fucking story. But no, they gave it to the guy who sat in a wheelchair and impersonated a guy who can't move.
And then we could have just been seeing Michael Keaton in Fantastic Beasts now.
Right? That's how that goes, yeah.
So how are you doing there, Marcus? Good?
I'm dying for two reasons. A, you fucking going off is amazing. But I also remember that episode of Family Guy where they had like the Special Olympics and it was Joe and the other dude in the wheelchair.
Okay.
And they're shit talking each other. And then it's just like he says something stupid, but it's just like I'm gonna, and you know how it's like monotone because it's through the voice. Like, he's like, I'm going to sleep with your wife, or something stupid. But it's like, boom, shakalaka, laka, or something like that. And then you hear Joe. He's just like, well, you can do that, but can you do this? And he's like, oh damn! The entire time, like you're just like, fucking Stephen Hawking, and I imagine that as well.
Oh god,
oh, Jesus!
So I just gotta say, I never saw Birdman. Like I thought it looked good and everything. I just haven't gotten to seeing it. But every time I heard when it was coming out in picture, I always just instantly thought of Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law.
Harvey Birdman,
Attorney at Law.
I love that show. That was hilarious.
Whiplash came out that year, didn't it?
Yep.
Whiplash. I heard Whiplash was phenomenal.
Oh my god,
Whiplash
that was good. Fantastic.
I don't like that one guy, but it was a good movie. It's a good movie.
I want to see it because I heard very good things about it, and I also heard that it was shot in a very relatively short period of time.
Mm-hmm. This is a really low budget film.
Yeah, like I think they did it in like 2 weeks or something, so it was like a cram packed schedule.
Jeez.
J.K. Simmons is the angry music teacher.
J.K. Simmons is just always angry.
Right. He's like he's like J. Jonah Jameson times 10.
Exactly.
Like eats at your soul. Oh my god, he's scary awesome. He won an Oscar for that.
I have to say, I feel like that's like the character that he always plays. It's just some guy pissed off.
Like, angry guy. Well, don't want to be typecast, but this is a damn good role. Yeah.
Getting paid?
I think the only one, only role I've seen him or heard him in where he wasn't angry was Portal 2, the video game. He played the one character, Cave Johnson, who had all these recordings and whatnot.
So it's just his voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought about something else. Would there be villains in movies anymore if there was a rating system?
Probably not. It'd be like
the Happy Tree Friends, minus all the gore.
Teletubbies, that's all you'd get.
No.
Back to... back to your getting paid comment. I saw this one meme that somebody had made, and it's rapper Jim Jones, and he's sitting there in bed, like, casually counting this wad of, like, fucking hundreds and twenties, and he's just like, he's looking around, and the top of it says, Marvel Studios, like, hey, Rosario Dawson, we just have another, we have another series coming, and he just cuts it out and just says, I'll do it.
getting paid.
But, I mean, hey, man.
No, I don't got anything about getting paid. That's great.
No.
Hey, making money.
Get paid.
Getting paid.
But when you get rid of the villains out of my movies, that's when we have to talk.
There would be no villains. It would just be... You know what? It'd become like Clerks. It'd just be a movies where people are talking, and that's it, and nothing happens.
Yeah, but you can't say anything, like, provocative or...
Exactly. So it'd be a boring version of Clerks.
It'd be librarians.
Yes, it'd be Seinfeld.
Let's reenact
a world about nothing.
Let's reenact this for just like a minute and see what it sounds like.
All right, let's do it.
Well, you look nice today, Luke. How are you?
I ate it.
This will be like no. Stop it!
I can't take compliments.
Make it stop.
I can't take compliments. It's like I'm not used to that.
It'll be the Twilight Zone, and Luke wakes up in the alternate universe where everyone's just nice. Nobody's mean to everyone, and you see Luke just like
hello, sir.
You fuck off. Luke purposely just goes to a diner and like starts flipping everyone's plates as they're eating.
Somebody get mad. And they're like, oh, that's okay, sir. You must have accidentally bumped it. I did intentionally stood there and flipped it on you. I did not bump it.
Did you get out all of your anger? No. That's what matters. Well, do it again.
I'll order another plate to flip on me.
This is torture and it's fake.
This is right now.
He goes to a liquor store, opens them all up, drinks them, he's like, this is apple juice! Why is it all apple juice?
It's high-grade apple juice from France.
People are like, tequila, this will save me! This is just water!
Peregrino? Why is there Peregrino in
and
here?
And I just go to a pharmacy, get some straight-up rubbing alcohol.
All rubbing alcohol has been replaced with fairy tears. That's the same thing, but it's not as potent.
It's like phoenix tears, it just like heals everything.
But, I mean, just imagine, like, the trophy husband said. Be like, so, what did we do last Friday, guys? Well, I came home, I made a scrumdiddlyumptious dinner, and then I sat down and read a book and was in bed by 9.
Okay, Ned Flanders. Oakley dokley. Like,
I hope my life is never that awful.
God, man.
I'm kidding, I love reading and... making food, but in bed by 9 on a Friday? Why?
Because we have to get up and go help at the children's hospital early Saturday.
No.
You gotta go walk puppies.
I mean, you can actually do that and get paid for it, so.
I'm alright. But in that perfect world, they probably wouldn't because people are so nice. They just do it out of the goodness of their heart. So, no.
Watch your dogs for you for free.
Right?
Kidding me. Fuck out of there with that shit.
No. Baller on a budget, bitch. Well, I need paid. Baller.
Truth.
I think the point of the rating system was like, we can be as nice as we try to be, but you know what? At the end of the day, we're all still animals. And we're still angry at each other all the time.
Well, no shit.
It's just a waiting game until someone just bursts and goes on a shooting spree.
That's true. Just keep pushing it down.
Someone's going to get pissed off and then just explode.
Although there's, like, no guns, so they just take a mop handle. It's like the fucking Karate Kid, the remake. Where
yes!
The mop handle with the boxing glove on it, and you just go around, like, bopping people from afar.
Why'd you do that? that? One star. Why'd you do that? One star. Oh,
Jesus. Maybe that's what we need. Just, I'll just keep a mop handle, like, close by with a boxing glove so next time somebody's just being a dick and we're at the bar, just like, shut the fuck up!
So in other words, you're just gonna be standing there with the glove in Luke's face, like, the entire night.
It's like, poop, 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 Billy the Beer, come on.
Not, no, wait, okay. So not only that, but could you imagine if they let us do it, how petty shit could be? Like, you go, like, try to get some girl's number, she's like, no, and then she orders, like, this really nice drink, and from over her shoulder, you just knock it over. It's like, what the fuck you get? And you're just like, hike away. It's petty as shit. Yodage. You get mad when somebody else does it to you. Same chick. You're just about to take a shot. She just knocks it out. And
it's like, the fuck? TC and Herman would be so angry at everybody. Everybody out. Fuck the shit.
Like, they're not angry already.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They'd actually explode and be like, get everyone the fuck out of here. Or do they probably keep going? Because they're not losing any money.
Yeah, they're...
People are still getting...
If anything, it'd be like Bobby and Dante who'd be pissed off because they have to be cleaning up all these broken, shattered drinks.
The floor is just like a frothy mix of liquor. And just like
you forgot about the glass.
Nah. You're like ankle deep in alcohol.
I mean, they usually use plastic.
So. You're not wrong. It's kind of like that to begin with. Yeah, but it's usually like...
But eventually, it would be so cool because everyone's spilling their booze, and like I said, it just becomes that like mix of alcohol on the floor.
And glass! Cup,
you just take it...
And glass!
It's not glass! They use plastic cups. No,
some of them are glass.
Yeah, some.
But you see,
but then you like, take a cup, and then you just scoop it up, you got a drink. For free.
That's disgusting.
He scoops it up.
Beggars like, can't be choosers. He's thirsty.
He takes a pair of nylon and double wraps it so he doesn't get glass. And it's just like, oh, it's like a screen.
Just bring like a spaghetti strainer with you to the bar and just like filter it.
You would have like in all the glass and be like still like tearing up your insides as it goes down. You're like coughing up blood while you're drinking.
You'd be like, worth it.
Yeah, but then you get more drunk because the alcohol goes in your bloodstream.
The real question
Steve,
here.
Why are you so negative about this?
The real question.
Looks like I'm only seeing positives of boxing gloves on mop handles.
The real question is, who needs an esophagus, really?
They're overrated.
Yeah. My friend Emily works as a nurse, and she was telling me about this guy that came in the one time late at night, and he was, like, fucked up. But they couldn't get a read on him. Like, alcohol wasn't coming up, drugs wasn't coming up. And it turns out this guy was drinking isopropyl alcohol. Mm-hmm. And that's why it didn't come up. So it, like, burned his fucking esophagus, but he still got drunk off of the alcohol content.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Some that's people. Alcoholism.
Just
this is your
bit.
Future, Nick.
Whoa! One.
Throw your ones up in the air. I was up in the air for him.
This is how I imagine Luke on the rating system. He would be already like. At the bottom.
Yeah, sorry there. Like,
you'd be like, I don't,
sorry
you're,
from
you're
the bottom.
Increasing my
and
rating.
I'm still here.
Still here.
You're increasing my rating, actually. I was actually at 0.50, so.
Moving on.
Truth
is. If one thing, there is one thing you're good at, I am good at kissing ass. So in public, I could be nice, but I get home and be like, shit, fuck, blah, blah, blah.
I thought you didn't do butt stuff.
I would, if it were society needed it, I would for the greater good.
If it increased my rating by 500.
Yeah.
So let's start an artificial rating system just to fuck with Luke.
Exactly.
Like, what are you gonna do for 500 points?
It'll be like the movie Nerve.
Oh right, yeah. I heard that was actually bad, but did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it I watched it with my friend Em and hung out and watched it, and
it was entertaining.
It was entertaining. It wasn't like the greatest thing ever.
Did that already come and go?
Huh?
Did that already come and go?
Yeah,
it was that bad.
That was fast.
It has to.
I mean, I think I heard it was like the audience score was better than like, you know, critics reviews, but it didn't make a whole ton of money.
That's been happening a lot lately.
It's okay. It's one of those. It's very like the concept of it is very. It's not too far fetched. Mm-hmm. Like it could happen, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like, like the movie itself could take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it was all right. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't something like you're gonna rush out.
At the end, Emma Roberts or Dave Franco?
I'm not telling you.
Just tell me. I don't care.
Watch the fucking movie.
Ruin it.
Anyway.
Ruin it. Ruin it.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
Ruin it. Ruin it.
So you can find me. You can find me on Marcus. You fuck you. No, I'm not doing it. Soiled it. Soiled it. Soiled it. You can find me on a. Good old Instagram and the good old Twitter at QUEZMAV. And then Snapchat is SIRMAV.
I'm Luke. I'm trying to find who dies in Nerve. I don't know. I'll find out next week. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. Follow me on Snapchat at HUKELOOVER. Swipe right on Tinder if you want. That would boost my ego. I'm cool with that.
One star.
It's cool. I only super like, so.
Oh. Fucking fancy over here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wait, if it's a one star and you're swiping, does it count as a star swipe?
Yes.
Star swipe.
Look at this guy.
Boom, boom.
I'm Steve. I'll see you.
And I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at The True Trophies.
Yeah, do it.
Also, just again, shout out to Gabby. You can find her and her great pictures at GetCranberryLaid on Twitter.
Yep, do that too.
It's awesome. Pictures are hilarious. We'll be using that at some point or another, I'm sure. But, everyone, have a good day, have a good life, have a good week. We will catch you next week, every Tuesday, on #TrophyTuesdays.
Yeah.
Peace. Yay.